wicked people, people who reject God's law and teach others to do so. We judge so superficially. We don't judge as God judges. We value good looks, talent, style. We value credentials, notoriety, accomplishments. God looks at the heart. I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God. Exodus 25. God allows men to choose between life and death. Deuteronomy 30:19. But every person whose name is not found in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast into the lake of fire. God is raising up children who willingly receive His Holy Spirit. Only those who receive Christ Jesus are wheat. Those who reject Christ are tares. All those superficial things that we value are irrelevant to God. And Jesus said unto him, "Why call you me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Matthew 10:18. This is just one statement that Jesus made, which most Christians do not believe. They believe that people can be good in and of themselves. Yes, Christians are just as blind in many respects as those who are in total darkness. I am good to the extent that God manifests in and through me by the Holy Spirit. And so are you. A person who is not filled with the Holy Spirit is incapable of good from God's perspective. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Romans 7:18. Now, if you think you know someone who is not in Christ, who is good, then they apparently are a much better person than the Apostle Paul. I don't think so. What's the point of all this? I'm saying that we're surrounded by wicked people. We're legislated by wicked people. We're regulated by wicked people. We're taxed by wicked people. We're educated by wicked people. We're medicated by wicked people. They're everywhere. Why are there so many wicked people out there? But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Matthew 13:25. You see how it happened? Christians were asleep. Instead of being vigilant to do the work of Christ, they slept. Unfortunately, I must confess that I too was asleep. Every human being born to Adam was born in sin. The sin nature makes us inherently wicked. Stop judging people as good when God has declared them as wicked. Stop supporting wicked people. Rebuke wicked people. Witness to wicked people. Stop letting those tares prosper in God's garden. We are stewards of the kingdom of Christ Jesus. We are to work His fields. We are to provide Him increase at His return. Yes, I know how the book ends. But why does it end that way? Why does Christ have to come back and forcefully destroy the enemy? Because we deem tares as valuable as wheat. We made no differentiation. We allowed the tares to choke out the wheat. Tares are wicked people sown by the enemy to destroy God's work. Stop being an accessory to the enemy. Anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. Revelation 3:18b. How do we anoint our eyes with eye salve? We open the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us God's ways. But seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. You cannot seek the kingdom. You cannot seek God. You cannot find His righteousness except by being washed in the blood and in the Word, and by being filled with the Holy Spirit. Those who reject a personal relationship with God are de facto wicked people. Otherwise, Christ died in vain, needlessly.